Gemara in Daf Hey, there's a few halachas, general halachas that we should discuss in the Tosfos, which is very interesting. As you know, on Daf Bayin Tes and Daf Hey, there's a whole sugya of what happens if Klal Yisrael is 50% Tameh and 50% Tar. What do you do? Because Tumah is Hutter, but Tzibur, you have to have a whole Tzibur. And L'chayr, if you have a L'chayr, the Pshat, the sugya is, if you have a Tzibur, you have to have a whole Tzibur. If you have right with a Tzibur, Uzayish Pekulay, that's Pashas the Pshat. Why you have to have right with a Tzibur? Why the Gemara always discusses if it's only the Niyut, if it's the right, that's how me and my Chavrusalim. And really, you have to have the Tzibur to say Tumah Hutter, the Tzibur. So what's a Tzibur? The entire Tzibur. But if you have Rai, so then you spoke an Achar Rai to say Rubai Kekulai. If you have 50-50, we don't know what you have. And the same thing, only a Yachid is Nitzvah the face of Shemi. And if you're 50% of the Tzibur, that's a question, you could be Nitzvah the face of Shemi. You're not a Yachid. So we don't know what you are. That's a big Machlaikis between Rav Kahan and Rab. But in the Sugya, there's also introduced another Halacha that Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. That you cannot make the Korban Tzibur 50% of the people Tzahir and 50% of the people Tzmeim. You can't have two different Tzibur. You can't have two different groups of people bringing the Korban Pesach. So that's another value which is introduced into the Gemara. So all these things are played around with in the Sugya, but then on Daf Hey, the Gemara says in the middle of the Daf, Iika Tana Disavar Lakatana Kama, Diamar Palga Lay Afde Kula Batuma. If you hold, like the Mandomer who holds it, Palga can't do the whole thing Batuma, because the half, the 50% of which are Tzmeim, don't have a din of a Tzibur. So since the 50% of them that don't have, that are Tzmeim, don't have a din of Tzibur, so you can't be Matcha Pesach Rishon. So if you could be Matcha Pesach Rishon, as we learned, for the Tzmeim, then the Tzahirim could do the Tzumah together with him. But if you only have 50-50, so if you have that problem, the Tzavar Lakir of Yehuda, and you hold like of Yehuda, the Amr Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, so now you have a problem. In other words, you can't be Matcha the Tzmeim because they're 50%. And you can't have two separate Kitim on Pesach Rishon bringing the Korban Pesach because Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. So now you've got a bigger problem. How are you going to deal with the situation? How are you going to deal with the situation? Said to Kasha at the Gemara Pazit on Daf Hey. What are you going to do with the situation with such a matter? So the Gemara has a machlekes here. The Gemara has a machlekes depending. There's a lot of halachas which are dependent on which choice to make. Either you send one guy away, you make him into a derech haifa, or you matama one guy to tumas ames. That's the special of the Gemara. And there's a big shaila whether you could be matama the tumas ames, whether you're going to make him part of karba chagiga. So there's many choices that have to be made. So the first thing the Gemara says is matama nechem and b'sheret. You matama one of them with the sheret, so he won't be able to bring the carbon reshine. You won't be able to bring it through. So what's happening is now you have right Tzmeim, and since you have right Tzmeim, you'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach for Rishon. Ula says you should send one of them away. Which one should you send away? You have 50-50 here. So Taisa says that from the Gemara Tzimucha, that the Gemara wanted to send away the guy that's Tahar. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the Kasha of Yitzman of Besheret, why does Ula say you send one of them away and put him in Derech HaFaika so that you should break the 50-50? You mitame, what do you have to send them away for? So you see, we're talking about sending away one of the guys that's Tahar. So now the Tzmeim will be the Raiv. And once the Tzmeim will be the Raiv, there'll be Tumah Hutter B'Tzibur. And the Tahirim will be able to bring it to Tumah, as we learned in the previous Sugya, because Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. So you won't have two Kitim, because now that you have right Tzmeim, the Tahirim will make it to Tumah together with them. And that solves the impasse that you have. 50-50. So the Gemara says, according to Ula, the Shalchan Echad Memo Derech HaFaika. You're 50-50. The Tumayim can't be nidchot to Pesach Sheni. Nobody could bring the korban on Pesach Rishon because you can't make two separate tefillin and you don't know who's the right and who's not. So the only thing you can do is make a right. So how do you make a right according to Ula? You make a right by taking one of the Tahirim and sending him away. You send them away. So now you have, let's say, Klal Yisrael with 10 people. So you have 5 Tahirim and 5 Tumayim. You take one of the Tahirim, you make a Mederech Chayka, and now you have 5 Tumayim and 4 Tahirim. So 5 Tumayim and 4 Tahirim, the Tumayim are the right, and the Mela, everyone brings a Betumah. That's what the Gemara says.
You could have just easily said the other way.
You could, that's what Taisa speaks about. Okay. So Taisa says, the Rivay is the Kasha. Why do you send away the Tahar and then everybody brings the carbon betuma? We had a 50-50. So what are you sending away one of the Tahirim for so that everyone now is going to bring a betuma? Send away one of the Tumayim. The Tumayim will become a Nidcha to Pesach Sheini and the Tahirim will bring it. And that way you'll have at least the Korban Pesach being brought the Tahara. Those who bring it will bring the Tahara. Again, if you have right Tumayim, so then the halacha is that Ein Korban Sibur Chaluk. So since Ein Korban Chiluk Chaluk, you can't have two different Kitim. So we learn in a few places in the Sugya that in such an instance, everybody has to bring a Tumah. So why should you bring a Korban? So we had this problem. It's 50-50. We can't do anything. So we made the Tumayim the right. By making the Tumayim the right, the Korban Pesach is going to be brought in its entirety by the entire Klai Shol B'tumah. So why don't we do the other way around? Let's take one of the Tumayim guys and send him away. So now there'll be less Tumayim and the Reif Tahirim, and these guys will bring it for Tahar, and the Tumayim will bring it in Pesach Sheni. That's Pesach Kash. So Taisus wants to say a teretz based on the Gemara Daf Tzadik Gimel on the base. And the Gemara Daf Tzadik Gimel on the base, did you get there? That's Tzadik Gimel on the base? You didn't get there yet, right? The Gemara Daf Tzadik Gimel on the base is also Shitas Ula. So here it's Ula and there it's Ula. Ula over there says a Moyer Dikazach. I have to explain the Gemara to you a little bit. Then we'll get to the Kinegar. Ula says a Moyer Dikazach. There's a din of Derech Chayka. The person, if he thinks the Derech Chayka, he gets pushed off till Pesach Sheni. And then there's a din of Tumah. If a person is Tumah, he gets passed off to Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara Tzadik Gimel wants to know, when do we say that a person gets pushed off? B'shas Shechita or B'shas Achila? Because a person is Tumah, he could make a shliach to shecht it, and by time the sun goes down, it'll be ready for him to eat it. So maybe he doesn't get pushed off the face of Sheni. So that's what the Gemara says, that a person is Tamei, according to Ula. A person is Tamei, so even though he's Tamei, B'shas Shechita, but Lamaisi is going to be able to eat it, so he makes a shliach to shecht it, and the Tumah doesn't disqualify him unless he's Tamei, B'shas Achila. What about someone who's B'derech Chayka, I'm far away. So there, Ula holds that if a person is outside of Yerushalayim, B'shas Shechita, even though he might be able to make it by nightfall, and B'shas Achila will be there, you're already Nidcha from B'shas Shechita. That's what Ula holds. So the Gemara asks the Pashat Kasha and Ula. So every Tamei, Lamaisa, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So every Tamei should be considered a Derech Chayka. What does Ula hold? Ula holds that your Tamei, B'shas Shechita, the Psul of Tumah, doesn't disqualify you unless your Tamei, B'shas Achila. But the Psul of Derech Chayka hassles you even B'shas Shechita. So the Gemara is a Kasha, so you're the catch 22. If the guy is Tamei, you want to say that he's still can eat it because he's only Tamei, and the Tumah only passes in B'shas Achila and not B'shas Shechita. But if a person is Tamei, he's restricted from coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So at that point, the Tumah causes him to be B'derech Chayka. So he should have the halacha of B'derech Chayka, that he's a person who's B'derech Chayka. And a person who's B'derech Chayka, it gets disqualified if he's B'derech Chayka B'shas Shechita. So what does it help if the Tumah goes off later B'shas Achila? Every Tamei should also be puzzled because of B'derech Chayka. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Ula says a Teretz, that the din of the ketur of derech ufeika was never set to a tamei. A person is tamei, that's his exemption, and there's no din of derech ufeika. Derech ufeika was said with tahar, the ain derech ufeika with tamei. A person who's tamei, we don't disqualify. It's like ain yisur halal is or something like that. You have to see the sugya there. But once a person has a disqualification of tumah, that's his disqualification, and the criterion of tumah is if I can beat him shas achila, it's okay. But you don't put, you can't put on top of him the psul of derech ufeika because he has his disqualification of tumah. The Torah never said the disqualification of derech ufeika for a person who's tamei. What?
Couldn't have answered that. Derech ufeika, that's derech ufeika. It's not like it, no. How far away?
I know, but if you tell me, you're far enough. You can't come in.
You're outside
Yishalayim. I know you're outside Israel, but that's far enough. I guess I didn't see the whole city there, but you have a
stop. I guess
you could, but that's it's irrelevant if you could have said that why the Gemara didn't say it. But my Gemara says this cloud. So once the Gemara says this cloud, so Taisa says like this. Let's get back to our sugya. So in our sugya, that Taisa says that we have a case of 50-50. So the Gemara said we have a case of 50-50, and you can't do it. You can't do it because you don't know who the Rebbe and who's not. So you send away one of the Tayyarim. You send away one of the Tayyarim. Now you have right to Mayim, and everybody makes a Betuma. Frank Tyson says, Akasha, why are you sending away one of the Tayyarim? Send away one of the Tmeim. And you send away one of the Tmeim, so now you'll have less Tmeim. So Tyson says, according to the Gemara in Tzad Gimel, when you send a Tamei away, but Derech Rechaika, he's not going to get the din of Derech Rechaika. He's not going to get the din of Derech Rechaika anyway. He didn't accomplish anything. Because the Ulu said over there that there's no din of Derech Rechaika for a person who's Tamei. So the number of Tmeim will not get reduced by putting on making him Derech Rechaika, because we're still going to view him as a Tamei, not as Derech Rechaika. So that doesn't help. You have to send away one of the Tmeim. That's the first Taisa, that's the Taisa that Taisa says. Okay, that's the Taisa with the Riva says. Now, I have a major problem with the Havana of the Riva that it has to be explained. I guess it's going to have to wait till we get to Tzad Gimel. But I don't want to go there because I want to go to Taisa's Taina on him. So Taisa over here says something on the Riva that the Marsha has to explain. And what the Marsha says is a Chiddush Nifla. And Lamaisa the Tzlach says that that's not the case. So that's what I wanted to tell you, because this is something that you should know just when you learn the Sugya, that this is a major machlokes, it's a chlainim. This halacha of Ein Korban Tzibur Cholik, what that means. It's a major machlokes. There's a Taisus over here which is very hard to explain at Daf Tzadi Gimel. Taisus says like this: when do we say that a person who's Tamei can't get a Ptur of Derech Ufeika? That's only if the Turma is preventing him from bringing the Korban Pesach. But if the Turma is not preventing him from bringing the Korban Pesach, how do you give him another Ptur? So Taisus says on the Rebus Kasha, here in our case, his Turma is not preventing him from bringing the Korban Pesach. Now, when you see those words in Taisus, it seems like Greek, because the Gemara is at a standstill. The Gemara is saying you have 50-50. And we hold in Korban Sibur Kala. So we're imagining we don't know what to do. So his Turma is preventing him from bringing the Korban Pesach. So what in the world does Taisus mean? You have the Taisus there? You take a look at the Taisus. Taisus like this. Ein Nira Lari. You see the Taisus of Ein Nira Lari. Ein Nira Lari. The time of the Ein Derech Ufeika L'Tamei, the reason why the Gemara says in Daf Tzadi Gimel that there's no exemption of Derech Ufeika for a person who's Tamei, Lafishi Peshub Yushalayim, Nami Niyachalat Tizkayal Adei Shilua. He also can't make his Korban Pesach unless he has a Shliach, he can't do it. So since he can't bring his Korban Pesach, so because he's Tamei, so since the Tumah prevents him from bringing the Korban Pesach, so therefore he cannot get an exemption of Derech Ufeika. Abul Hafa, but in our case, and Dapay, Yesh Derech Ufeika with Tamei. There would be a din of Derech Ufeika for Tamei. Even the Mechza Tameim, since half of them are Tamei, in Hayyub Yishalayim, Hayyub Yachal Ba'atzmoy La'asaisay. He would have been able to bring it. So these words are Greek. So what do you mean he would have been able to? The Gemara just kept on saying, we can't bring it. We can't bring it. There's 50-50. You can't bring it. So we're trying to send someone out. So what is Tyson saying that he would have been able to bring it? So the Mashgah says, Amoydik Chat Tyson. He says like this. There's a din of Ein Korban Shiva Cholik. That's a din derabbanan. The Mashgah says it's a din derabbanan. So the Lubemis and the Lashon of Rashi in the Sugya of Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, that you can't bring Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, the Lashon of Rashi is that it's a Gnai Hadavar. It's a Gnai. The Mukha Kamilsa Behajik and Shinazara Melu Melu. Rashi says, right by that, top of the Grace, and you're the worst, top of the Grace Abbas, where the Rashi says that the Pshat, the ancient people call it is, it's a Gnai that when we see that some people are Tameh and some people are Tara, people are being careful from one another. So the Mashal learns that that's a Dindarabana. So the Mashal learns Pshat and Tysus like this. This din that you have throughout the Sugya, Ein Korban Shiva Cholik. Now you have a problem. You can't have two different kitas of Klal Yisrael bringing it one Tara, one Tameh. Either it's got to be all Tameh or all Tara. You can't do this. It's a din derabbanan. It's a gzeirah derabbanan. It's a gnai. That means to say the Chachamim didn't allow them to bring the Korban Pesach. So that you have to understand how they could do that. How they could say, now there's midrash that they'll be able to. And they don't let him, so the Meili gets, you have a problem on your hands. So you have to solve it. So that's why in the Gemara they solve it by even making one guy Tameh, or by sending him some of the Derech HaFaika. You have to solve it to get him a battle with them from Pesach Sheni. Another from Pesach Rishon.
Another way around, it was in Korban Shiva Cholik making them do the Pesach, no?
No, in our Gemara, the Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, when you have 50-50, presents a problem. Because you don't have a mute, you don't have a right. So neither of them, we don't know which one is the right. So the Gemara says, you can't bring it, you got to do something. So either you make one guy Tameh, or you send one guy to Derech HaFaika. That's what the Gemara is discussing. According to the Amandam, the old Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, so you can't, there's no right here to be mabakal the other guys to. There's no right name that you can say the term should also do with the tumor.
So earlier, Ein Korban Shiva Cholik meant.
I'm talking about Ein Korban Cholik, what's it? Ein Korban Shiva Cholik means that you can't have two separate chitim doing it. That's all it means. But it plays itself differently in different scenarios. In this scenario, it means that nobody could bring the carpet. That's what it means. Because it's 50-50. According to the Mandomer, holds it 50-50. Neither of them are right. Obviously, there was a Mandomer before, not like that. Rav held that both of them could bring it. So he holds it as a bit of a tzibur. The older is this, so he doesn't.
So it's meim, come along, because of Ein Korban Shiva, because it's meim, or now, because they're right, so they're not allowed to bring. All of a sudden, they're allowed to bring because of this din derabbanan.
No, that can't be. No, that can't be. That can't be. And this, it cannot be.
That's Shvatim, for example. Shvatim, you have its meim, and because of Ein Korban Shiva follows, the Yehuda says that.
So what?
That's right. In this good year, you're at a standstill. You have 50-50. Neither of them could be Machariah.
And Ein Korban Shiva Cholik means you can't let them both do it. So no one can do it. So you gotta get rid of the standstill. So you make one of them Tameh or one of them Derech HaFaika. So the Mashal learns Pshat and Tosfos that the Daraisa, these guys could have brought their carbon. Because the din that Ein Korban Shiva Cholik is only a din derabbanan. And since it's only a din derabbanan, really, he could bring his carbon. So, Mamela Nijaraisa, he would get a din of, if you sent them chutz Yerushalayim, he would get a din of Derech HaFaika. Because the whole din of Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, that he can't, the only reason why he can't bring it is because of Ein Korban Shiva Cholik, which is a din of Rabbanan. But Nijaraisa, he could. So the Tumah is really not preventing him from bringing the carbon. So it's another consideration, which is, so Mamela, it's a Rabbanadika consideration, which is not allowing him to bring his carbon, so Mamela he is included in the din of Derech HaFaika.
When do we say someone has Korban Shiva?
When there's a right Tameh. Then the Tahirim get the Tameh. You don't make it in two separate kitim, then the Tahirim gets Tameh.
That's
not Matzah,
we say.
No, we don't. That's not Matzah, it's time and the drab, it's all these big shadows in the city. What we do by Matzah, Matzah. So the Gemara over here was saying, when Matzah, Matzah, we don't know what to do. And you hold a Abe keeps coming to the public. You got a big problem on your hands. Okay, but then it's but the lemaisa of the slap brings the din of Abe Korban Sibur Cholot is a deraisa. And although there's no limit for it in the Gemara, the Rashi and the Rambam bring in the Nachas that it was Allah Moshe Messina reviewed at a Kabbalah, and it's Mamshe Din deraisa without a Makar. There's no pasuk, there's no limud. What? It's that Loisa Skoidu. I don't know what it is. It's that Loisa Skoidu when both of you are doing two different things. But you're not doing, everyone here is bringing the Karm Pesach. Yeah. So the Rambam of Hirsch Mishnai, the Menachas says, Mufurish, it's a deraisa. It's a din deraisa. Asher al Kain, that could very well be the machlekes between the Ri and the Riba, whether or not this is a good carrot. This machlekes and traces between the Ri and the Riba is good in this. Whether Ein Sibur Cholik is a deraisa, whether it's a drabonon. That's the shayla. If it's a drabonon, sort of like the Marshal explains, that's what traces means to say, which means to say that really his tumma is not preventing him, so then the tumma could get a din of derech refaika. So if the tumma could get a din of derech refaika, you will break the impasse by sending one of the tzmeim away, you'll become derech refaika. But if you hold that Ein Sibur Cholik is a din deraisa, then in deraisa this guy can't bring his karma. So the tumma is the deraisa disqualifying him, so maybe sending him out wouldn't help. And that would, so you can't bring the karma, so then sending him out won't give him a din of derech refaika. And that's what the Riva held when he gave his terms. So that group could be the machlekes and the two Jews and the Tzaddik. I had another kasha for the Gemara of Pegel, but I'm not telling it to everyone because we don't have time. But today we have some more ridiculous kasha over here on this Tzaddik. Both the Riva and the Ri hold the kasha is a good kasha. Why don't you send one of the tzmeim out? In other words, we have an impasse. It's 50-50. And we don't know what to do. So the Gemara says, send one of the tzmeim, and now you'll have a tzmeim. So the Balei Tosfos are discussing whether this is a good kasha or not, and what kind of teretz to give it. Let's send out one of the tzmeim. But the Gemara says, kasha, if you send out one of the tzmeim, he's still tamei. So right now, he's b'derech l'chayka. But the day after Pesach, he would be joined together with the number of tzmeim that were unable to bring the Korban Pesach and Berishayim. And you're going to have a whole bunch of people in Klashol that are tamei, which is a right tzibur, so there'll be no din Pesach sheni for them. So if you do that, you alleviated the problem for a second for the people, but you're going to make it that all these tzmeim can't bring the Korban Pesach because only a miut could be mitzvah. So on the day of Pesach Rishon, you sent them out, so maybe he wasn't counted with the tzmeim, but tomorrow he's still tamei. So now you're going to have right tzmeim in Klashol, so they're not going to be able to bring Korban Pesach sheni. So how could you do this? That's a big discussion. No. What since when? A mute of tzmeim, a mute of the face of shame.
That's what you're bringing him back the next day.
You don't have to bring him back. Tomorrow you're going to have a situation where Red Fly shows Tommy, and those people can't bring up Price of Cheney.
No,
because if you don't send him away, you send one of the Tahirim away, then you have Red's name in Yerushalayim, and you bring the Korban Pesach of Barisha. That's what the Vegas Kashi. Okay, the Rishash says it's not a Kashi, but we're not going to go into that right now.
Don't.
I want to tell you another part before we go. This is the Vegas Kashi, and the Rishash says it's not Shver. That wouldn't happen, but that's what the Kenegri asks. But you can't do that. You know, right now, you'll minimize the amount of tzmeim right now, so you'll bring, the other guys will bring you b'tahara, and then tomorrow, you're still going to have the right people that are tzmei, so they can't be nisim the face of Shani. On the 15th of Nisan, you're going to have a major problem in your hand. Right, Klarshul didn't bring it yesterday because they're tzmei, so they can't be nisim the face of Shani. Okay, one second. Now, let me just tell you
I thought you had a right tzmei. You send away one of the tzmeim, right?
If you send away one of the tzmeim and you have right to what?
Now you have right to him.
Then you bring the b'tzar, right? And those guys have to go to face the shame. It's about to be a sugya. So I don't know how did anyone figure out exactly how many people are coming. So I mean, it's just. millions of people.
If the guy stays away,
yeah,
until the other face up.
I know.
Then the guy
I know, I know.
Because the Shinah, they're going to be the role, and in the role, both him and the Shinah. But the Kashmir.
And that's Ishver. You have to look at the Rashash. But I wanted to say another point that me and Baruch decided is a good point. I'm not so sure it is if it isn't, but it's very interesting. If you take a look at the sugya of Ein Korban Sibur Cholot in the Nachas, it's talking about the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem Aponim. So the original halacha of Ein Korban Sibur Cholot is by a korban which has two parts. If part of it is tameh, you can't eat the other parts. You can't divide up a korban sibur. That's the yisoid adavar. Here, the korban pesach is a korban sibur, but why can't you have two different kitim? I mean, everybody's by himself. It's not like a unit, like shtei alechem, lechem aponim, where each shtei alechem is two mechamim. They're mamshit. They're one korban. Here you have 500,000 korbanis. They're each one is their own korban. So we were wondering, how we extend the halacha of Ein Korban Sibur Cholot from the case that you have in the Mishnah and the Nachas, which is talking about Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim. It's a case where people are bringing the Korban Pesach. I mean, it was a plea.
Rashi put into that. It's not like nine.
Yeah, that's a problem that the Tzach speaks over there. Yeah. They speak about it. The Tzach asks that on Rashi, doesn't it? So if you wanted to, you could say that it's really not a comparison. Over there it's a derisa, and here's a derabonim. You could say that. So we were thinking, I don't know if it's true, but I just thought I would say it because it sounds nice. We learned before the sugya in the Gemara earlier that the Gemara brings the pasuk that the shachatu oisa kol kahal das b'nei shol beinu arboyim. So we know we learn a lot of things from that pasuk. One of the things we learn from that pasuk is that there's such a din of shlichus, because how can you say everyone's shechting it, not anyone's shechting it? But in the Gemara's earlier, we had this parak that the Gemara wanted to listen to Jonah Neva Kazayas. The Gemara Mamish had a Havamina that everyone is only shechting one korban pesach. That's the pasuk is mashma. The pasuk is mashma, the shachatu oisai. So it says oisai, the shachatu oisai, kol kahal das b'nei shol beinu arboyim. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that you don't have to eat a kazayas. The Gemara says, Shiloh, maybe everyone who has a kazayas, some people eat it, some people don't eat it. You know, I don't know if you remember the Gemara, it was two blocks ago. So maybe everybody really does have to eat a kazayas, but these people do eat it, those people don't eat it, these people change their mind, and these guys. But the pashas of the pasuk is mashma that everyone's eating one korban pesach. So a nice it's not like that. Not everybody is eating one korban pesach. But it's interesting that the Torah still says it in such a lashon, "Meshachatu oisai kol kahal das b'nei shol beinu arboyim." So we were thinking that maybe the reason why the Gemara could apply the halacha of Ein Korban Sibur Cholot is because the Torah viewed the Klal Yisro bringing all of their korbanos as one korban. But you see from the sugya that when the Klal Yisro brings it, right? If Roiv Klal Yisro brings it, it's betulah. If when they bring the betulah, all those guys are bringing the tari have to bring the betulah also, because the entire Klal Yisro bringing all of their separate korbanos is viewed as one avodah. It's one avodah. The Klal Yisro is bringing it. So Mamel, the halacha of Ein Korban Sibur Cholot, even though it's originally stated by something which we mamish know is one korban, Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, but the Sibur of Klal Yisro bringing all their separate korbanos is viewed as one avodah. It's not mamish like the Lechem Aponim, which is mamish one korban, it's two korbanos. But we see from this sugya that the Gemara had a habit, and that's maybe why the pasuk says it in such a lashon, because Lamais of the lashon is Labdaf. But it teaches us that it's Mutaka is a carbon that's one. All of the separate pieces are one carbon, so to speak. Okay, thank you.